He does. I mean, you can see some flashes of him still making some big plays. And obviously when you're playing a veteran like that with experience, you know he's going to do a good job running the offense and managing the game. So for us as pass rushers, you know, we got to make him uncomfortable in that pocket, make him move around a little bit, and really focus on stopping the run.
I guess, Coach, you know, you guys have faced your share of quarterbacks, you know, with inexperience this year. Really, Eli, to a degree, Bradford, and I think there's one other guy that you all had that really have had, you know, true experience. Hasselbeck has pretty much seen it all. So how does that present a different type of challenge to prepare for someone who has seen it all as opposed to some of the inexperienced quarterbacks you face?
Well, the preparation is going to stay the same. We never focus on really who we're playing. It's all about what we do. But we do have the awareness and the mindset that we're not playing a rookie. You know, you're playing against a veteran quarterback who's going to probably be able to use a snap count, you know, try to draw guys offside, good check downs, been able to read the defense. So for us, man, it's just going to be being clean on our technique and out executing these guys.
Talk about snap count. At least you have them at home, not in the zone, so there won't be any noise factor unless it's for you. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, still looking at film, he's still been able to draw some guys offside on the road. So for us, it's just going to be being disciplined and understanding, you know, the situation of the game.
So is that the key? Is that the big key this week against this team?
Against this team, man, it's going to be coming out and being fast and physical. I think the biggest thing for us is stopping the run and making them one-dimensional and making them have to beat us with his arm, you know, and giving our rushers and, you know, a chance to get pressure on the quarterback.
There's some changes you guys have made during the bye. Are you confident that it can get you more of a pass rush, and why so, if the answer is yes?
Absolutely. You know, I think the coaches has done a great job evaluating our talent, evaluating how well guys play together, and just understanding, you know, the opportunity at hand. And I think that, you know, the guys we got in there, they understand their role and their job, and the bye week couldn't have come at a better time to get guys fresh and, you know, get a chance to watch some other football, watch some other guys, and come back and turn it up a little bit.
How much more knowledge can be gained in a bye week for some of the guys you said that are starting to understand more of their roles?
I think that bye week, you know, especially for the rookies, you know, who sometimes can hit that wall, I think it's a good chance to get away from the game and be able to look back and understand where you're at, what you've done up to this point, and what you need to do to improve.
I asked a couple guys about Hasselbeck and the fact he's 40. Drafted in 98, where were you at that time?
98, I was just moving to Chicago from London, England. I was like 10 years old, so you're, 11 years old.
So you guys fully aware of the whole respect your elders thing, cliche that, I'm assuming that doesn't apply for Sunday.
Well, absolutely. You know, you always respect someone who's done as much as he's done, and you know, to play a long time in this league and be effective, you can give the utmost respect to that, and you always respect your opponent. So I think just going into this game, you know, we're really going to be focused on what we do and make them deal with us.